Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, in this episode, I want to discuss, well, take a different angle on things. And I want to talk about daily habits you may have that's destroying your feet. Now, I get so many individuals, patients, coming into the Acupuncture's My Life clinic here in New York City with foot problems, and they don't realize it has a lot to do with their daily habits throughout their lives. Now, I also want to add to that from an acupuncture perspective, there are some very, very, very powerful acupuncture points on a person's foot. And I'm sure that many of you are unaware of it, and there's no acupuncturist out there that's going to expect that you would be well aware of it. Now, you can have or be faced with foot issues that to an acupuncturist serves as an alarm for something more serious going on outside of your feet. Because there are powerful points on your foot that controls blood pressure, the way in which you digest food, bile being emitted, if you're feeling gassy, there's so much, lower back pain, and more. And I'll let you sit with an acupuncturist and discuss this. I won't go into detail per se about those points, but you see, the condition of your feet is very important to an acupuncturist. There are certain meridians that begin on your feet and can traverse, have powerful acupuncture points that goes all the way up to the head, stop the clavicle area, xiphoid process area, umbilicus area. But the bottom line here is, it's important that you take care of your feet. Show your feet a little bit of TLC, so to speak. We tend to overlook them because it's so far down there and we walk on dirt and grass and whatever. And when it's just not close enough, it's not close enough to our eyes, we can just look at it without really giving much effort. You have to understand, your feet get you around to everywhere you need to go. And it tends to endure a lot of wear and tear, whether you're exercising or standing on your feet or running errands and so forth. So, in knowing this, you'd want to make sure that you keep your feet in great health. Because as I began by saying, you know, there are habits that we have that we're ignoring. And one of them, and this is especially to you beautiful women out there, all of you are beautiful. You're not choosing the right shoes to wear. You're going to shoe stores and you're choosing shoes because it looks beautiful or awesome or however you want to word. Or you may have saw it on television, or you saw some fashion model that only wears it on the runway or only wore it for that photo shoot. You're not choosing shoes that fit your constitution. And when I'm referencing constitution, I'm not just speaking of the feet. You know, your body, I mean, does it work for you? Is it designed for your body? How much pain are you enduring on an average basis just to, quote unquote, look beautiful and sexy and hot? But guess what? It's negatively impacting the health of your feet and the toes, the midfoot, as well as your heels. Because you want to avoid shoes that are too tight. Shoes where the heels slip. You really have to be very, very careful. Your overall health is more important than a pair of shoes that some fashion model wore just for a photo shoot. Because tight shoes can lead to bunions and ingrown toenails and more. So you really, really, really want to be careful. Another is many of you are wearing flip-flops way too much. Flip-flops serve a certain purpose. Like when you go into the beach or you're relaxing next to the pool. But many of you will put on a pair of flip-flops and won't come out of them until the end of the day. That's not good. You shouldn't be wearing flip-flops when you're walking around a lot. Because it doesn't have quality level of cushion and support for the undue stress that's placed on your arches as well as your Achilles tendon. And I see many patients that come in with issues with their Achilles tendon and have no clue. More often than not, it has to do with them wearing flip-flops all day or most of the day. And think about it, you know, to really be able to keep from tripping over yourself, you know, it makes your toes work more than they should. Because to walk, your toes have to grab the front of the flip-flop to stabilize. And this happens a lot when individuals wear too much and end up with hammer toes. And they've had no clue it had everything to do with wearing flip-flops. Why? You have to understand, health is wealth. The wealth, it's not in your pocket or your purse or your wallet. It's not under the mattress. It's not in a retirement account or a cryptocurrency account. It's not in an app on your phone. The wealth is not in a bank or in a safe in your closet. And the wealth is definitely not in a shoebox in the closet or under the doghouse in the backyard. The wealth is in you. And this is why you listen to Acupuncture is My Life podcast. But what else happens here is, now when it comes to socks, you're not wearing socks. There are many individuals who do not like wearing socks too much. Now, not only is that bad, not wearing socks with your shoes, but it increases your risk of developing infections and common foot issues like athlete's foot fungus. You see, wearing socks, it kind of keeps the excess moisture down. It absorbs it. So I know, you know, some of you, I don't wear socks. It doesn't look cool for the fellas, or the women, it's not sexy, but it's healthy. It's not worth the long-term negative effect. Okay? It isn't. So wear your socks, or you'll be seen in acupuncturist. Because we treat foot fungus and more, various types of infections, acupuncture can treat. What's another one? You're wearing the same shoes or sneakers over and over and over every time you go to the gym or you go for a run or go out and do some type of exercise. You want to have like a few pairs of workout shoes. I know some of you are saying, you know, who can afford that? But you just at least two. Because wearing the same shoes every time you work out, your feet are sweating. So it's going to cause the shoe to have to hold on to excess moisture. And you need those shoes to dry out before you put them back on. Again, here we go. Fungus, bacterial growth can lead to all types of infections. So you really, really, really want to be careful. You want to be as careful as possible. You know what? If you're lifting something heavy right now, do me a favor and just put it down. Rest it down for a second. If you're eating, take a moment. Just stop. You're working, exercising, just take a quick break. And if you're crossing the street right now, I want you to hurry up and safely get across the street. And if you're driving a car, pull it over to the side of the road. If you're flying a plane right now, land it real quick. Hurry up. Safely. Why? Because I want you to just take a second and close your eyes. And I need you to say to yourself, acupuncture is my life. And now open them. You are now brand new. Brand new, you are. Okay? But guess what else? Are you spending some time looking down at your feet? Assessing them thoroughly? Looking to give it some self-care. You want to inspect your feet on a regular basis. This should be a part of your daily schedule. Look at the skin on the top of your feet, the skin on the bottom of your feet, the skin in between your toes, the skin at the heel of your feet, heels. Okay? Because your feet will give off little subtle alarms to say something is wrong. So it's worth it to look at your feet. Give it a little TLC. It's for your own good. Another is, you know, when you're cutting your toenails, are you cutting them too short? Cutting your toenails too short can also wreak havoc on your feet and increase your likelihood of developing an infection. It can cause painful ingrown toenails and more. So you really want to be careful with those clippers. Like I said, this goes over so many individuals' heads because, you know, they just figure the feet are there. It's the furthest away from my eyes as far as what's connected to the body. I look down every now and then. Okay, cool. And then I'll look down when it's time to put on my shoes or take them off, and that's it. No. Care about your feet just as much as you care about your hands. Because your feet work harder than your hands, actually. And many individuals aren't aware of that. I mean, your feet is what keep you balanced, even when you're sitting down. Try sitting in a chair, right? One foot on the ground and another one just lifted up. Just feel how your muscles have to shift, and a lot of pressure and focus is now on the foot, the one foot that's still on the ground. There's a lot that we take for granted from our feet, and it's bad. We shouldn't. But if you're suffering from any type of foot problem, see an acupuncturist right away, okay? And make acupuncture a part of your life. Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?